Friend to Friend, A Testimony of Heavenly Father, from an interview with Margaret S. Liverth, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency, by Rebecca Taylor and Emily Matheny. I Know My Father Lives and Loves Me Too, Children's Songbook, 5. I grew up in Provo, Utah, with a wonderful family and leaders who helped me develop a testimony of Heavenly Father from the time I was a child. I hope you will gain a testimony that Heavenly Father loves you and that He answers your prayers. I hope you will gain a testimony of the Savior and His love for you. You will gain a testimony by feeling the influence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost cares about you and wants to teach you. Pray each day for guidance from the Holy Ghost. Through time, experience, and prayer, you will feel His presence. You will understand how He is giving you direction in your life. When I was a child, I knew that Heavenly Father answered my prayers. One evening, my parents were visiting the temple, and I was home. The weather was bad, and I worried they would not make it home. I was sick and could not sleep because I was coughing. Finally, I crawled out of bed and knelt down. I prayed that I could stop coughing and go to sleep, and that my parents would get home safely. I climbed back into bed and fell asleep. My parents made it home safely. This was a simple confirmation that Heavenly Father heard my prayer and answered it. When I was a young girl, I loved to play with my friends in the neighborhood. We built forts, slept out in the backyard, played games like kick the can, and had water fights. I also loved time by myself to read a good book. I attended Brigham Young University and majored in English. As a student of literature, I read a lot. I still love to read, especially the scriptures. There is nothing better than the scriptures to add to my understanding. There is nothing better than the scriptures to invite revelation into my life. Reading the scriptures has shown me what Heavenly Father wants for me and for all His children. Every time I read the scriptures, I learn something new, no matter how many times I have read them before. Your testimony will grow as you listen to the prophet's voice. You will feel the concern he has for you. When he speaks, you will feel the Holy Ghost. When I was 12 years old, the president of the church was David O. McKay. My Beehive class was in Salt Lake City one day to do baptisms for the dead at the temple. We saw President McKay. Our Beehive advisor was bold enough to walk us all over to meet the prophet. He shook all of our hands. I will never forget the powerful feeling I had when I shook his hand. I knew he was a prophet of God. Heavenly Father's promises are sure. When you live the gospel principles, you will gain a testimony that will make a difference in your life. Your obedience to Heavenly Father is a sign to Him that you have faith in His promises. End of article from Friend to Friend, A Testimony of Heavenly Father, by Rebecca Taylor and Emily Matheny.